Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about some of the efforts the Checkoff's been doing to work with school teachers in telling the nutritional and sustainable story of beef.
Absolutely. To get beef into classrooms, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff, engages with teachers across the country to integrate beef curriculum into their lesson plans. The foundation keeps teachers involved and puts beef top of mind in the classroom through in-person farm tours, virtual webinars, and so much more. Over the summer, 33 biology teachers and curriculum administrators participated in an on-the-farm STEM event where they visited Tennessee ranches. During the event, educators worked alongside beef producers and extension education professionals to develop a potential high school curriculum around genetics, grazing, biodiversity, meat science, and reproduction. To learn more about this Beef Checkoff funded program with the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell made a stop at the Oklahoma National Stockyards this week to watch the benefit auction as a calf was sold multiple times to raise money for the All-American Beef Battalion. Pinnell said he was so impressed with how the beef cattle producers, the stockyard firm, and other ag industry interests come together to show support for our men and women in the military.
We want to lead the way when it comes to supporting our troops. You know, every state talks about it. We actually live it out each and every day. That Oklahoma standard is real, and it means also taking care of our veterans and making sure that we support our troops. And so it's a wonderful organization. The amount of troops that I just heard that it supports, and we're talking thousands and thousands of meals across this country. And people, you're eating, again, the best of the best here. That was also a key point that they made. So they do everything first class to support our troops, and it's something they remember for a very long time as well.
Lieutenant Governor also talked about several key issues for rural Oklahoma.
Rural broadband is really at the top of our list when it comes to those federal dollars that are coming into the state of Oklahoma. We have no excuse. No state has an excuse not to address rural broadband in this country today because of the amount of money that is circulating into states right now. So rural broadband, economic development projects in rural Oklahoma, working with Brent Kissling over at our Department of Commerce on these issues. So we have an opportunity over the next couple years for generational economic development projects across our 77 counties. You know, we're excited about what's going on in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. They're growing by leaps and bounds. But over the last 10 years, we've lost about 70,000 people in rural Oklahoma.
Pinnell says it was a wake-up call when you look at the numbers in the latest census.
And we lost population in 2/3 of our counties over the last 10 years when we had our latest census report told us that. So we're really making sure that we're in communities, helping them. How do we help you hire one more person? What small business owners here need help? How do we recruit business into those communities as well? That's really going to be my focus moving into next year and into a second term.
Pinnell said he's very excited about the endless possibilities that can be found in rural Oklahoma going forward.
Yes, yeah. You know, tourism and agritourism is one of the best front doors to economic development. And that's what I tell people all the time. You know, tourists today in America, as we get out of this global pandemic, they're doing road trips. They're doing Great American Road Trips again. They want to find a small town lined with American flags, cute boutique hotel somewhere. That's what tourists want. I think you're still going to have a lot of tourists, a little uncomfortable being in large concert arenas, larger towns. And so it's really prime time for small town tourism. It shows up in all the data, all the research that we're doing.
Once again, that's Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. You've got farm news on Ron.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. and be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.